I'm Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. In the studio, I have Natalie from Children's Home Society, and we are talking about this amazing event called Soundside Splendor. Go to CHSFL, so that's Children's Home Society Florida, CHSFL.org, for more information. This is an annual event at my favorite place in Pensacola, at Portofino. That was the first place I visited when I came to Pensacola. Me and my wife came down here on vacation, and I spent 2 or 3 days at Portofino, and I'm like, I'm going to move here. I knew that the whole area wasn't like Portofino, but just seeing Portofino Island Resort, it was amazing. And you're going to see about 400 people poolside at Portofino. It's one of the most anticipated events in the area. We're excited to talk about this today. If you have questions or comments, 437-1620. Natalie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So tell us, this is the 19th annual Soundside Splendor. It's coming up on May 5th from 4 to 7:30 at Portofino Island Resort. How long have you been involved with the children's home?
So I've been with CHS for a little over 2 years now. And my role's just recently changed, but Soundside Splendor has kind of been my baby since I started, which, you know, it's a fabulous event that's so well established, but being able to be a part of that has really been, it's been awesome.
Oh, okay. And tell us a little bit about the event. I'm sure a lot of people know about it here. It's been around for almost 20 years, but what can people expect at the Soundside Splendor?
Yes. So Soundside Splendor is, like I said, it's a well established event. Chef Jim Shirley started it 19 years ago. And we bring in the top local chefs in the area. They'll do kind of tapas style tastings, and we've got it paired with some really awesome wines. So you'll kind of get that wine tasting experience as well as a food pairing. We start off kind of with a little bit of like a cocktail hour reception type thing happening at the front. I don't know if you've been out to Portofino recently, but
I know they've made some changes, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Their little area where it used to be a tent is now, I mean, a stunning, stunning addition to their venue. So we're really excited to, you know, host the first part of the event out there, taste some wines, mingle, we'll have silent auctions, in that little area, and then kind of move into the actual event poolside, which, I mean, you just can't beat that. Like you said, Portofino's a one-of-a-kind place, but, you know, being able to have our event out there, it really is the essence of Soundside Splendor. So we're really excited to be back there and kick off another wonderful Soundside season.
Awesome. Okay, great. Well, thank you for the work that you do. For people out there who may have never heard of Children's Home Society, what does Children's Home Society do?
So Children's Home Society has been a child welfare organization in Florida for over 120 years, which I don't think people often realize. Yeah, so we're a statewide organization, but, you know, locally, our division in this area serves from Escambia County all the way over to Bay County. So that's kind of our little realm of things for our local CHS chapter, but we, you know, have 14 different programs that kind of support children and families from cradle to career. So we're able to, you know, start with the family from the time a mother finds out that she is pregnant, and we can stay with that child until they're in their early 20s. So, you know, we really focus on intervention. We want to place these families and children with the right services before any other necessary steps have to be taken. So, you know, we really focus on keeping those families together as long as they're, you know, safe, number one, and happy, number two. So, you know, really just focusing on building bridges to success for the children and families in our community and breaking any of those barriers that we see to success, whether that has to do with hunger or housing or, you know, a mom just needs a little bit of support, knowing what to do and how to do it and where she can reach out to people in the community. So it's really, you know, being that connector to all those services.
Amazing. I love the support we have for our youth, especially here in Pensacola. I had Guardian Ad Litem on the show not too long ago, you know, advocating for kids in foster care. Just so many people like yourself doing great work in this community. So thank you for what you do. I have Natalie in the studio from Children's Home Society. We were talking about the Soundside Splendor event coming up on May 5th. Cinco de Mayo. Oh man, that's gonna it's gonna be such a good time. You're gonna have hundreds of people out at Portofino partying it up, and that's gonna be a great time. There's gonna be some great food and drinks. So get involved. CHSFL, Children's Home Society Florida.org. For more information, we're gonna be right back with more with Natalie here after this. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional. Someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Pensacola Habitat for Humanity invites all executives and business leaders to join Executive Build 2024. Be a part of a unique construction build site experience while empowering your business and investing in our local community. This is your chance to show compassion and support within your community or organization. Roll up your sleeves with other Escambia and Santa Rosa County leaders for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Executive Build on April 26th. Reserve your spot. See PensacolaHabitat.org/ExecBuild for more information.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guest is Natalie. She is from Children's Home Society here in our area. Check out CHSFL, which stands for Children's Home Society Florida. org, and tickets are still available for this event we're talking about. This is going to be Soundside Splendor. It's the 19th annual event coming up on May 5th from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the luscious Portofino Island Resort. I love that place. Tickets are available. Check out chsfl.org/soundside. We also have sponsorships available if you want to get involved in this and donate some time, maybe donate some fundage. There's going to be a live auction. Let's talk about all this. So we were talking in the break a little bit about sponsorships available. How can somebody get involved and sponsor this event?
Yeah, so the same place that you can find our ticket sales, we also have some of our sponsors available still. You know, and those will come with tickets, will come with recognition, that sort of thing. It's a really great event to kind of get a segue into CHS and what all we do. You know, we cover a lot of area and we have a lot of programming. It can be sometimes hard to digest, but this is a really great event where some of our top supporters, you know, not only financially, but also just our advocates for CHS kind of get together just to celebrate the work that's being done and, you know, what their funds are going to. So we like to look at it as, you know, just a time to celebrate each other and the work that we're able to do because of our donors and because of our sponsors. So we really appreciate that.
And let's talk a little bit about how people can empower a child or family today through this organization.
Like I said, so many programs. So realistically, if there's anything that you are interested in regarding helping the children and families in our community, we can either get you connected with one of our programs or, you know, one of our really big things that I feel is special to CHS is, and special to Pensacola in general, is the work that we do all together. All of the nonprofits that kind of work in this realm, we really do work together to support each other. And if there's something that, you know, we know that we can do, but another organization is already doing or is doing the best in the area, we're also going to point you in that direction. So really just getting involved. I mean, like I said, those 14 programs range from cradle to career. So we can help these children and families from the time a mom finds out she's pregnant to in their 20s. And that's in any facet of life, whether it's, you know, community partnership schools and the work that we're doing within a couple of our schools in the area, or working with those moms just to have the support and confidence that they need to continue on and to keep their family safe and together.
And it's as simple as when you go to the website, you can scroll down under the Get Involved tab, and as simple as just, you know, buying something from the wish list, you know, diapers or laundry detergent, anything like that. If you want to get involved on a higher level, you can become an advocate or volunteer your time. There's so many different ways, like you said, to help this organization. Go to chsfl.org. And we're talking today about the Soundside Splendor event. This is going to be a lot of fun. Go to the same website, chsfl.org/soundside, for tickets and sponsorship opportunities. Let's talk about that live auction. People love auctions around here. Silent auctions, live auctions, cattle auctions. I mean, people love auctions around here. So what can we expect with that at Soundside Splendor?
Yes. So Soundside, over the last couple of years, has had some really awesome live auction items, and I'm really excited about this year's. Like you said, it's just fun to watch everyone get so into these live auctions, and at the same time, you know, they're doing good for the children and families in our community. But last year, one that we're bringing back again this year, I know golf's a hot topic right now with the Masters just ending, but we actually will have four tickets in the 16th hole skybox for the Waste Management Tournament. So this is, you know, I don't, if you're a fan of golf and know golf, this is a huge tournament. It's a lot of fun. It's, you know, they say it's the biggest party on the green. And basically, these skyboxes are extremely exclusive. So we have the opportunity to place four people in this skybox. All you can eat, all you can drink.
Wow.
And I mean, it's just an incredible view, an incredible time. We had people that went last year that said it was just, you know, a phenomenal experience. So we're excited to bring that one back this year, as well as a week-long stay in Tuscany for eight people. So, it seems like an absolutely incredible trip.
It does.
the whole Tuscany villa, like I said, for eight people, Saturday to Saturday trip, and it, you know, one of the nights there's a cooking class and they come in and do it at the villa. There's an excursion to a winery for a wine tasting and a lunch. It's just, I mean, it looks like I would love to go on the trip. So if anyone's looking for someone to fill their eighth spot, you know, I'm interested. But yeah, it just, I think it's going to be a really great time. And like I said, people just love the live auction, but knowing the good that they're able to do with those funds, as well as get an awesome trip or something like that out of it, is just, it's really exciting.
I love the fact that, you know, you're there from, like you said, from that moment that the mother learns that, you know, she's got one on the way to up to when they're an adult themselves. So that is just really great. I love being able to bring these types of stories to our listeners, you know, because I can sit here and riff and talk about donuts and hamburgers all day. But this is the real bulk of the show. This is what I love. And I wanted to ask you real quick before we take our last little commercial break here. Do you need a second job? Because I'm getting text after text saying how great your voice is on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's amazing because I kind of thought it would be the opposite. So I'll take it.
I'm the same way. Like, I got on the radio and I'm like, nobody's going to want to listen to my voice. And then somebody the other day was like, hey, you kind of sound like Paul Rudd. And I'm like, Yes, I do. I will take that.
Great compliment. I'll take it.
So if anybody out there doesn't know what I look like, just imagine Paul Rudd and you'll be safe there. But my guest this morning, Natalie, she's from Children's Home Society here in Pensacola. Go to chsfl.org. Go to that website and put a /soundside on the end of it. And you can check out this event we're talking about, the 19th annual Soundside Splendor, coming up on May 5th from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Portofino Island Resort. If you've ever been there, you know that this is going to be an amazing time. We've got a live auction. There's going to be food and drinks. Find out ways to sponsor and volunteer for Children's Home Society. Go to that website and check out our podcasts on newsradio923.com if you missed any details. And if you have any questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars, VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Join the Northwest Florida Guardian Ad Litem Foundation for an evening of wine and delicious hors d'oeuvres at Corks for a Cause, April 18th at 511 Palafox. The event begins at 5, and this is your chance to support the needs of the most vulnerable children in our community. The foundation's mission is to provide for the needs of abused, abandoned, and neglected children, while also supporting the volunteer advocates in the Guardian Ad Litem program. Come support our local foster kids and make a difference in a child's life, or donate online, nwfgal.org.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. This month, highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Jake Walker. I'm joined by Natalie. She is with the Children's Home Society here in Pensacola. Go to chsfl.org/soundside and learn more about the 19th annual Soundside Splendor coming up May 5th, 4 to 7:30 at Portofino Island Resort. Natalie, thank you so much for joining me today. Sorry about the confusion and getting you rushed in here real quick, but I'm glad we were able to bring this information to everybody. What is your favorite part about working with the Children's Home Society?
Gosh, I think honestly, selfishly, probably the fulfillment that I get from working with this organization. You know, it's one thing to hear about organizations and, you know, donate your time and volunteer and stuff, but seeing the ins and outs every day, it really is something special. And the work that's being done by these program managers and all of our program staff is just, it's really incredible what's happening for the children and families in our community.
And we have to thank the Sansing family for helping us bring this event to everyone, or helping you, I should say. I'm not really involved. But yes, thank you, Sandy Sansing and the Sansing family. This is May 5th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at Portofino Island Resort, the 19th annual Soundside Splendor. Go to chsfl.org for more. Thank you, Natalie.